We're at the American Coalition for Ethanol Conference in Omaha. We're going to talk with Rick Tolman, who is the CEO of the National Corn Growers Association. Well, Rick, here on Friday morning, we've just seen the latest numbers from USDA as far as crop production estimate is concerned, and they dropped that corn yield and size of the crop down pretty good again.
Pretty dramatic drop. It was. I think it's probably pretty accurate based on what I'm hearing from folks out in the field, but I'm surprised that they made that much of a drop. But it's pretty dramatic. I think they cut out about 2 billion bushels from the last report.
And going forward here, I mean, I guess we'll find out in the next month or so how yields are starting to come out. But it sounds like early yield reports have been a little disappointing.
They have. They've been mixed and spotty. I mean, what I've been hearing from farmers is parts of the field are less than what they thought, and then parts are surprising them as being better. And I think that's what we're going to find as it goes on. Fortunately, there's some really good corn in the upper plains area and some good spots. But, boy, it's pretty widespread devastation. And I think, if anything, we'll stay at this level or go slightly lower nationally.
A lot of debate about the renewable fuel standard, of course, and I know the corn growers have been saying, you know, let's wait and see. No need to panic at this point. Does this report change things?
You know, it's about where we thought things would be. We're probably looking a little closer to the September report, which I think will be a little more accurate. The thing is, what we're talking about with the waiver, it's if there is a waiver request, then and EPA were to grant it, it would go for 12 months. And so we're talking about the 2013 year, and so we have time to make sure that we look at things and do it right. We're very supportive of the process. If somebody wants to go to file a waiver, that we think that's their right. And we support that process. We still think it's a little premature to act on it because it's pretty significant, and we need to have all the data and information at hand to be able to analyze that.
From all reports, rationing is taking place. I mean, ethanol is backing down. We're seeing livestock being liquidated, which is not necessarily a good thing, but it sounds like the markets are reacting.
They are. It's a very terrible situation that we're in. It's unprecedented in at least my lifetime. But the good thing about what we have here in the United States is we have a free market system. And if we recognize that and let the market work, that's the best way to ration things. We don't want to have a knee jerk and make some of the mistakes that we made 30 years ago with talking about an export embargo or a domestic embargo or anything else. The market is very efficient at rationing, and we're seeing feed wheat go into the livestock operations. We're seeing other countries fill in where we need exports, and we see we might be importing some corn on the East Coast from Brazil. All those are anomalies, but they're good things in this situation, and the market is very efficient at sorting things out.
We've heard people say $7, in this case $8 corn's not good for anybody. We've talked to some people saying, you know, the rest of the world is kind of ramping up production, bringing more acres into production. So really, at this price level, not doing anybody a lot of good, is it?
No, it isn't. And farmers recognize that. They obviously want to have good prices for their crops, but $8 isn't sustainable. It isn't where they want things to be because it starts eliminating demand in the long run. And you know, unfortunately, not many farmers benefit from $8 corn. Most farmers, as we came into this year, we have to remember it was only 8-9 weeks ago that we were still talking about a record crop and we were anticipating prices going down. So a lot of farmers pre-sold their crop. They locked in prices at $5, $6 a bushel, and the vast majority of this year's crop will be priced at that level, and there's not a lot that'll be traded at $8. That's the market clearing price, and that's one thing we need to keep in mind. So it really isn't a benefit to anybody.